Hey, can I speak to Pat?
Hello. Yes, this is Pat.
Hey, Patricia, how are you? How are you doing today? This is Roger calling you from Elite Website Hub. How are you doing today?
Yes.
Well, I got your email. Seems like your experience is getting spoiled. So, can you tell me what happened?
Oh, you don't know what happened?
In your email, you have mentioned that, it's been 10 weeks going back and forth. But the website is still, having errors, right? So just wanted to know what's happening. Like, if you are notifying the errors or the revisions, why is not doing the changes? Because right after reading your email, I had a discussion with Isaac. He was like, in one discussion, she asked us to do certain changes. When we get back to her, she again, asked us to, do the changes, like in terms of making it again the way it was previously, and going back and forth.
No,
That is why.
no, no, it's not. It's not. Okay? What it is that you make some of the changes, okay, and then you don't make other changes. So when I come back, I'm asking you for a second time to make those changes. You're putting misspelled words. Instead of doing a copy and paste, you have somebody typing it out, okay?
All
Like I
right.
had to tell him, velvet. Okay, you change the word from velvet to valance. Okay, then when you click on the velvet pouch, it takes you to that time of the month, which is about the teen or the women's package, has nothing to do with the velvet pouch.
All right.
Then where it's supposed to be feminine, you got famine. Okay, when I tell you to put a period at the end of the sentence because you end the sentence with a period, you put the word period. Instead of the period, okay? Some of the doggone,
really
some
apologize
of
for
the, no, I'm serious. This is the stuff that I'm looking at every
that.
time I go in there. Then when I decided to look at some of those learn more tabs, it goes to different pages that have nothing to do with the original page. The spacing that you have, which I didn't even get to that yet, okay, is not correct when you're lining stuff up. You wanted me to hire you to do the wordage. I can't have you guys do the wordage when you're screwing up my wordage, okay, that I'm putting out there. I mean, this has been 10 weeks of back and forth. When it's not slowed down, okay, you're making some corrections, okay, but then you're changing stuff up. I'm trying to have you, and I spent two times sitting with Isaac, laying stuff out. Okay, like I'm designing the doggone website. I'm paying you guys to do that. Okay, but I spent my time trying to work with it. Okay, trying to work with y'all. And then when he said September 1st, oh, it's almost ready to launch. I go in there, where's all my products? You got duplicate products on the product page. You got one product that I don't even carry. Okay. And the product that I do carry, that picture disappeared, and you got a totally different picture sitting there. I don't have that product. Okay? So if somebody purchased it, I can't send them that. So every time I look at the website, I find more and more stuff that's wrong. And I send you an email right away to get it corrected. I can't keep going back and forth like this. I already missed one big event that I was scheduled for. Okay, and I had to cancel it because I didn't have a website, so I can't give out information to people and have them go online looking for the website, and the website doesn't exist. So at this point, okay, I had given Isaac 2 weeks to get it right. In a 24-hour period, you guys managed to put more stuff on the website than what had been on there for over 8 weeks. Okay, this is stressing me out. Plus the fact that I've overpaid you, okay, for this job, plus the fact that the new contract that he sent me didn't even list all of the stuff. You don't have any of the stuff that that Jane promised me, okay? So this is more stressful than it's worth. So at this particular time, I am not a happy camper. I'm not a happy customer, and I want my money back.
Well, what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna look into your project, all right, and I will take a look on.
Roger, I don't care about you looking. I'm scrapping the project. I don't want you guys, because if this is the way you work in just getting the website set up, I'm afraid to have you manage it or do anything else for me.
See, Patrick.
No, I don't trust you guys.
I accept that, but let me explain something to you. See, I can completely understand that. Like in a couple of, you know, last few days, you see that there was the expedited service that was provided in terms of doing the changes for you. And within the rush of the tenor, you seems like that there were no updates or changes. It's just, it seems like to you, because, you know, you do not have an idea about the coding and the functionality that we were doing. See, there are different phases. Initially, when we showed the website to you, it was just a static website, all right? It was not dynamic. It was not clickable. One by one, you approved the pages, and then later, we were working on making it clickable, and we were working on the coding to make sure that we provide you the correct functionality that we have discussed. So that is why, on the front end, the changes or updates were not that obvious to you, but on the back end, we were working on the functionality, all right? Now, in the last few days, as you saw that, it was like very quick in terms of, you know, getting back to you with the changes. It was just to make sure that the client who is getting unhappy or whose experience is getting a spoil, we don't want to do that, because that's not our usual practice. We keep our client happy so that they can work as a free brand ambassador out there. Because we believe if they will have a satisfactory experience, it will increase the chances for us to get, you know, more clients. It happens. We literally get a lot of clients from referrals. So considering that, you know, we always try keeping customer-centric approach, where we keep our client satisfaction at the top priority in order to make sure whatever the work they look forward to have, we provide that to them. So what I'm going to do, allow me just to, you know, get into the changes that you have provided. Obviously, you told me that it was documented. I'll check one by one all the changes, and I'll make sure the changes that you have provided, they are all done. Now, let's say if there are changes in terms of spelling mistakes, or there was supposed to be a period, and that guy came up with the word period there. So these kind of, you know, I would say minor mistakes, we together, all right, do a screen sharing session where I will show you, like, let's say if you tell me, hey, Roger, on this page, this is spelled, you know, incorrect, make it correct. So I'll open the back end in front of you, and I'll do it right away in 1 minute, all right? This way, we will do the changes for you. Along with that, you will learn how to add the text or remove the text, or if you want to, you know, write anything onto the text, you can. But this way, we would be able to take care of the spelling mistake. Now, apart from that, you were talking about learn more buttons, all right? What I'm going to do, I'm going to go through all the buttons that we have on the website, and I will redirect them in the right order. Once it's done, I'll get back to you with the updated link, and I'll ask you to go through it. But if there would be any update in terms of, you know, connecting it to any other page, we'll work on that for you. All right, Pat?
When I got the email yesterday, when I saw the email yesterday from Isaac, I went into the website, and I actually started looking through it, and I was like, here goes more errors.
Mm-hmm.
Here goes more stuff. And I started writing them down. I got up to number 11, and I quit. I said, you know what? This is ridiculous. I should not have to keep doing this, because by now you must have at least 6 or 7 emails from me,
mm-hmm,
with credit, with corrections that need to be made. Some repeat, okay, because after sending it to you, you did one or two things, but you didn't do the rest of the stuff, so I added them on to the next one, okay? So you've got all those emails, plus what I found when I looked yesterday, and I was so exhausted, I said, you know what? I just can't do this. I really can't. So this morning when I got up, I was like, you know what? I'm done with this, because I'm working too hard. I'm paying you guys, and I'm working too hard. okay, just to get these corrections done. Now, I know I don't understand what the back office and stuff is about, but if you could put together stuff in 24 hours when I gave you a deadline to get it done, okay, that means that stuff could have been done 6 weeks ago or 7 weeks ago. It should not take 10 weeks to do a website. It really shouldn't. Not if you got what you said, a team that's working on it. If it's one person, yeah, it might take a little bit longer. Still not 10 weeks, but it might take a little bit longer. But you had a team of people that was supposed to be working on it. I was working on it, along with Isaac working on it. Roger, this is crazy. Absolutely crazy. And it's too stressful for me because you made me lose a lot of money right now because I didn't get to do the last event. I'm not going to do the event next week, so I'm losing money again there.
All right.
Okay?
I'll
so
make
this,
sure.
This is not profitable or advantageous for me at all.
I will make sure that I will make this investment profitable for you. All right, that's a promise. Now tell me, when do you have the next event? Next week, at what date do you have that?
Next weekend. It's not going to be ready by next weekend.
See.
Because there's still too many things.
I'll make sure that we cover them up to date, all right?
At this point, Roger, I don't trust you guys.
All right, see, I got it, all right? I got it. Like, you gave us an opportunity to, you know, justify you or to show you what we have got in terms of, you know, our experience. You gave this opportunity to us, all right? And I remember I insisted you to go for the upgrade, all right? And you trusted me, all right? So I'll, you know.
I did the upgrade.
Yeah, you did
and
that.
I did the upgrade, but
yeah.
Still, just like I told you, I said there are some things that I think were in James' thing that are also with this. And 5 weeks I had to wait before I got the new contract from Isaac. And still, he didn't even miss all of the things. So I don't know what I'm paying for twice.
Well, I really apologize for that. I'll show you what was the difference, all right? And, you know, I'm really feeling very embarrassed just because of the situation that we are in right now. So let me just make it right for you, all right? What I'm going to do, I'll, you know, take a look on all the changes and updates that you have ever provided. I'll match them one by one. I'm going to cross-check them with the buttons, with the redirection. I'll check it, and I'll get back to you today, all right? Like, I'll have the link shared with you. Then we will do another screen sharing session where I'll make sure that I will make all the notes for you if there would be any change, all right? We'll just take 10 to 15 minutes. I'm not going to let you write anything. It's just you will just, you know, telling me by taking a look, and I'll take care of it, and I'll make notes, all right? So just let me just quickly check, cross-check all the changes and update, and I will get back to you, all right? And
you can get back to me, but it's not
going
to change my mind.
See, we will cover that up within this week so that next week you can, you know, start using the website, all right? Can you tell me the date, please?
Tell you what date?
Date for the launch, like the next week. When do you have the event?
Hey, I'm not doing the event. I already canceled that because I knew I had to look for another company to do the website. So that's two events I canceled. And I'm like, okay, hopefully I will find somebody that can do this website before Christmas. Otherwise, I'm going to lose out for the Christmas money, too.
No, it's not going to be like that, all right? Just give me like 2 or 3 days by max. Max 2 or 3 days within this week, we will complete the website for you, all right? However, today, I will get back to you with an updated link where I will check everything from my end, and then we will have a discussion. Whatever the discussion we'll have today, I'll make sure of it that I'll cover those changes today or tomorrow in the morning for sure, so that we can go live tomorrow, right? I'll make sure of it.
And see, Roger, you keep talking. This is the part that really gets me, okay? Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's because in a man's world, what a woman says doesn't matter.
It does.
I told you I don't trust your company. I told you I'm not happy with your company. I told you that I don't want to do business with your company. And you're still insisting that you do this and you can put this together. If you didn't do it in 10 weeks, I'm not going to sit back and wait for you to slap something together in 3 or 4 days and think I'm going to be happy with it. Okay? You
yeah.
already made me an unhappy customer over the last 10 weeks. It's not going to change. Okay? You're not listening to me. You're not listening to what I'm saying to you. I'm not interested in doing business with your company. I don't trust you guys, okay? And once the website is put together, I don't trust that I'm not going to have issues with the website, that
right.
I won't have anyone to look into it.
See,
that is the problem.
It's not like that, you know. I respect you as a woman, or I respect you as a lady. And normally when it's about convincing, it's very pretty, you know, normal for me when I convince my mom, my wife, or a, it's not that, you know, I don't respect their gender or something like that. I respect everyone, all right? But it's like...
No, but you're not respecting what I'm telling you.
I do.
I'm telling you that I'm not interested in doing business with you guys anymore. You strung me along for 10 weeks. I didn't get what I paid for. You have my money. I don't have a website. I'm not happy. So, and I've given you already, okay? I've given you almost 3 chances to make this right. All the while that I was complaining, it was as if I was being ignored.
For me, this is going
okay?
to be second chance, all right? For me, it's going to be second chance. To be very honest, like first chance was the upgrade, all right? To be very honest. Now, this is a second chance. I'll make sure I will not let you down, all right? It's just a matter of 2 or 3 days more. That's it. I can completely understand that we were failed to provide you something within 10 weeks. So what these 3 days would be doing? What I'm going to be trying to do is just to make sure that one of my clients is, you know, he's getting a unsatisfactory experience. Just, I want
yeah,
to...
Yeah, but that's right. What should have happened. That's what should have happened weeks ago, and it did not. So at this point, you want me to believe you, you want me to trust you, mm-hmm. okay, but I've already seen how the situation has been handled, okay?
See,
I've already seen that,
so we very
and
honest,
I'm not happy.
I just got, you know.
Anything you tell me right now, you know, I just consider it to be window dressing. I consider it to be something, just word of mouth, just something to be saying, you're just placating the situation, and it's not going to make it any better.
All right. So
you don't understand.
All right, I got it. So let me do this. I'll get back to you with the updated link, all right? Instead of just talking and talking, let me show you something, all right?